Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, says it did include a number of agricultural provisions.
In addition, as part of consideration on that bill, an amendment was added that would reauthorize the Export-Import Bank through 2019. The Export-Import Bank is a critical funding mechanism for a number of our textile members. The House has already passed its version of a highway bill, which did not include the EXIM Bank provision. So when Congress returns in September, one of the orders of business will be to work out the differences between the two versions of these highway bills, and NCC will be working to ensure that as a part of that, the Export-Import Bank is reauthorized.
Plus, when the House and Senate return, Langley says there is a number of other orders of business they will need to focus on.
Primary among those will be figuring out what to do with the appropriations process, since none of the 12 appropriations bills have been signed into law yet for the new fiscal year that starts October 1. We will be focused primarily on the agriculture appropriations bill, which includes a number of funding priorities and other policy provisions that are important to the cotton industry.
Langley said they expect the House and Senate to pass a short-term continuing resolution when they return in September that will fund the government at current levels on a short-term basis, while they try to figure out a longer-term funding package. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.